Bristol Sev Bang. Bristol City Council is consulting on whether to ban sexual entertainment venues, SEVs, in the city after councillors voted in favour of the proposal earlier this month. If the proposal passes the final voting stage, this would make Bristol the biggest city to ban lap dancing and strip clubs. Those who voted for the proposal have argued that SEVs are linked to incidents of violence against women and that strip clubs feed the very attitudes that lead to harassment, abuse and ultimately violence against all women and girls. While the recognition that the objectification of women and their bodies is linked to the oppression of and violence towards women is welcome, closing these venues without any support for the self-employed women who work there to find alternative employment risks pushing over 100 women into poverty. Many of these women have already suffered financially as a result of not being able to work during the lockdown. There is also the risk that banning these venues will simply push the business underground, where it would be unregulated and could lead to further exploitation of vulnerable women. The proposal is also revealing of the powers councils currently have to address the gender-based violence Bristol City Council is attempting to tackle. All councils have had the power to limit the number of SEVs in their cities since 2010, but Bristol is thought to be one of only 7 councils willing to exercise this power. And finally, the ban does nothing to tackle the rapes and assaults linked to Bristol's other nightclubs, nor does it do anything to address the structural causes of the objectification and commodification of women and the gender-based violence this can lead to, an unequal capitalist society which promotes and perpetuates sexism and abuse. Amy Sage, Bristol.